Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Soup Scoop Podcast. One of the many benefits for a DVUSD student is arts education. Did you know that students in kindergarten through sixth grade are required to take a visual arts class every year? In seventh and eighth grade, visual arts becomes an elective, but then all DVUSD high school students must take one credit of fine arts. We're proud of our performing and visual arts programs, and on this episode, we're going to take a deeper look, or should I say a deeper listen, to the visual arts as we talk to the winners of the 2024 Superintendent Art Awards. We had hundreds of submissions covering all types of media from our high school students, and I had the pleasure, and sometimes the pain, of making a tough decision on which piece might speak the most to the viewer. I end up awarding five of our artists with a ribbon that states I'm buying this piece for display in the district office, seen by the public and the community for years to come. One surefire way to get an art judge's attention is to create art that captures what is on the judge's mind. And when that art happens to be the judge's favorite candy, let's say Skittles, I take notice. Mountain Ridge sophomore Nina Patel won an award for a color drawing of a package of Skittles. And she shared with me her inspiration and unique techniques of making the package and the product stand out.
Hi, I'm Nina Patel. I'm a sophomore at Mountain Ridge High School.
Nice. So your picture was the Skittles. Tell me a little bit about how you did it and where you got the thought from and how to come together.
So I thought of the idea of doing Skittles because that's my favorite candy. So I was like, why not do that? And like the project in my art class was to draw food. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll do that. And it was done in colored pencils because that's personally my favorite media to use. And it took me around, I think, 3 weeks to finish.
Okay. So how'd you get all the light? And it looks like there's a light reflection off of it. How'd that all happen? Because there's shading and stuff there that made it unique.
I used like white gel pen to get the highlights, and I used like a navy blue colored pencil for the shadows rather than like a black, just to give it like a different type of color to it and different shadows.
It was like it was in the sun or something, or in a bright room.
Yeah, it was just the white gel pen that I used. I like added a bunch of it just to make it look like it was in the sun with the reflection.
That's actually what caught my eye, was the not the shadows, but the reflections, that it made it look like a real wrapper, because they have a little bit of wax on them.
Yeah.
It's also one of my favorite candies as well. That's probably why I picked it. Good job. Tell me a little bit about how the art bug. Where did you get that from?
Probably from like the classes I took when I was like in seventh grade. That's what really got me into art. I took this class outside of school and it really like sparked my interest. So then I started taking like more art classes in school. So that's really what started.
That's where it started. Yeah. So you're a sophomore. So you have some more years ahead of you to learn a little bit more. Are you thinking about using art in the future?
Maybe. I was thinking maybe doing like minoring in it, or maybe doing something like marketing related where I can use like art and do like a business, which I was thinking of doing.
That makes sense. That makes sense. All right. Who's your art teacher that was inspired you to make it top shelf?
Miss Ducarm.
All right. You got to make sure that you, when you get your prize, that you give her a high five.
Yes, will do.
If you can't get the judge's attention with their favorite candy, you can also get their attention with art that is a little bizarre. And that's exactly what Deer Valley High School junior Mejd Alzano accomplished with her stunning photograph called Behind the Facade. She tells us how her friend and some patient guidance from her teacher helped create an award-winning piece.
Hello, my name is Mejd Alzano. I'm a junior at Deer Valley. And I took this photo in photography by Mr. Mackey. It's a really fun class, a really fun period. I enjoy it every single day. I made some great friends, some great experience. I really had a great time.
Nice, nice. Well, you have somebody sitting next to you. Who is this, and what does this have to do with the picture?
I'm Alexia Dale, and I was the model in the photo that Mitch took. And it was... I don't really know how I feel about the photo. Like, it was cool and everything, but, like, it was just odd. Because, like...
Well, isn't that art in general?
Yeah.
It's got to catch you.
Yeah. But just, like, We had to retake it, like, so many times, because Mr. Mackey was, like, telling us, like, this is messed up about it. This is messed up. This is messed up.
You should, like, tweak this and, like, fix this a little bit. Like, the background needs to be, like, smoother. It needs to line up for picture and everything.
It looked like you spent a bunch of time on it trying to get it just right, because that was, like, a double take on that.
Yeah. So the first time we did, me and Mimi were matched. We thought it was really, really, really good. And then we showed it to Mr. Mackey right once we, like, put it all together. He's like, this is messed up, this is messed up, this is messed up.
Like, try tweaking this.
And then you go use the tripod to go fix it.
Yeah.
And then we went on out with the tripod the second time. We still messed it up because we forgot to take a photo of the background. And then we came back.
All right.
We tried doing it up, and then we finished.
That's
it.
Why they call him the teacher.
Yeah. And we also had, like, to figure out the tear because we had to, like, cut her photo, her actual photo, her face.
Right.
And then we had to, like, line it up to the background because of the trees and whatever. And so it was a long process, but it turned out really good. And I'm kind of glad that she was my model.
Yeah, it worked out good. Tell me a little bit about the art bug or photography bug. Where did you get it? Or you just like, I need a class, and you took it, and you're like, oh, this is cool, or how did it work out?
Well, I had, like, Mr. Mackey, my teacher last year in, like, introduction to art, and, like, I was, like, I like taking pictures. Like, I like to capture the moment, the essence, and whatever. And so I was like, you know what, I want to take photography. I think it would be really fun. I think it would be, like, really easy. Not so easy, but it was really, really fun. And so I meet some great friends. I had, like, a great experience for my junior year. Like, I like this class. I would, like, 100% recommend it. And it's, like, there's, like, so much into it. Like, there's always, like, different subjects, different projects, different everything. And so, like, it's, like, a really nice process.
Do you take pictures outside of school as well?
Yeah, we take pictures outside of school.
Okay.
Because, like, there's some photos that we have to take outside of school.
Okay.
For, like, different, like, subjects, like, things like that.
Where did you come up with the idea on to do a... people aren't looking at it right now because it's a podcast, but it looked like there was a gal sitting down. She was holding her face, which was torn in half, and it's like behind the mask or something, behind the facade. Where did that idea come from?
Well, it was like kind of like an illusion thing, so I wanted like something illusional, like that looks good. Like, and so when I like started looking at like images and whatever, like ideas, I said, like, this looks really good. I want to kind of recreate this, but it was really hard because I was like, how am I going to match the photo to her neck so her neck looks clean, her hair looks like it's smooth, like it's actually coming out, but also like make it look like it was a photo.
Yeah. It was definitely caught my eye. I walked past it and then I went back and looked like, what? What's happening here? Her head's torn in half, but it's perfectly lined up. And she was holding a bizarre. That's art, right?
Yep, that's
art. It's got to make you think. Well, good job. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You normally don't think the arts mix with athletics too often, certainly not athletes as artists. If that's not the case with our winner of the Black and White Drawing Media, an untitled piece from Sandra Day O'Connor Jr., Hayden Williams. When Hayden isn't smashing a volleyball for the O'Connor volleyball team, he's putting a pencil to paper and creating incredible art.
I'm a junior here at O'Connor High School. I play volleyball for the school. I've been here pretty much for about like a year now since I transferred from Boulder, but I'm really loving it here, especially all the teachers, the program, all that. It's been great.
Cool. You won the Superintendent's Art Contest. Tell me a little bit about your drawing, because obviously people can't see it. So what was happening?
So it just started, you know, as a project for my art class, and we had to do a two-point perspective art piece, and so I decided to do that. You know, it seemed like, you know, it did seem a little challenging, but I was like, you know what, might as well do it. So I had to do it in all pencil, but it took quite a while. But honestly, I didn't think it would end up to where it is now. So
cool. You what happened when you walked around the corner, saw a big old ribbon on there?
I was honestly, I mean, I wasn't too surprised. I mean, I thought I did a pretty good job, but to hear that I won an art contest, I was like, wow.
Sweet. Well, when I looked at it, it had a ton of detail to it. And with buildings in particular, and then all these straight lines, and then you add plants, which obviously are curved.
Yeah.
So it was, it is super hard to get perspective when you're drawing something like that. So how did you figure it out? Did you start with a map, or you just started sketching like you do in a class on the side?
I started out with like kind of like the base, because our teacher, Mr. Gephardt, he teaches us how to like start out and sketch it out, so you kind of know where everything is. I kind of just went from like there and started like placing everything and kind of like a rough sketch, and then I went in with like a hard pencil and just kind of went through everything.
Went through the lines. The it's hard to do with a pencil too. With color, you can add more dimension and shading and that kind of stuff. And light. So how difficult is it to make it look real when it's just a pencil?
Yeah, no, honestly, that was like the hardest part. I mean, especially with the plants, I thought it was the hardest part, just because like you really want to capture like the leaves, like the stem, and even like the side of the buildings and everything. Just I wanted to like make it look as like detailed as possible without like I don't know how to explain it, but especially with using a pencil, you know, I thought it was pretty hard.
Yeah, I was impressed. That's what caught my eye. I was like, whoa, this has a lot of detail. Yeah. Did you ever name it? I know, so I don't think you had a name on it at the beginning.
Yeah,
I said, like, you can call it the temple or what?
Yeah, I don't know what I named it.
Well, you got to name it something. Yeah. So that's your homework between now and the next couple of weeks when we we're going to be putting it in a matting surface, and then we'll bring it to the board meeting, and you can show it off and collect your check.
All right.
Have you decided where you're going to buy some new volleyballs with your check or what?
I mean,
maybe some new cleats?
How much are we talking
here? We're talking real money.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll probably buy some new volleyball shoes.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
good job.
Thank you.
An artist is always looking for a new idea or a new angle. And if that new angle turns into an award-winning piece, then you know that artist is incredibly talented. Barry Goldwater Sr., Charlene Lopez Roque, always wanted to add jellyfish to her work somehow. And on her first try, she goes home with a great prize.
So my name is Charlene Lopez Roque. I'm a senior at Barry Goldwater. And my painting, honestly, I just was experimenting with the backgrounds because we were practicing different techniques in art class. And I felt like it reminded me of the ocean and the way the currents move. And one of my goals for this year was incorporating a lot of jellyfishes into my art pieces, actually. If you look at my painting, you could see that the background kind of gives an oceany greenish. There's different blues and greens in the background. And then for the jellyfish itself, I try to make it pop out a little bit more by making sure that the top of its head had like little like sparkles on top, which I got different brushes for. It was really time consuming because of the...
all the different techniques?
Yeah, the different techniques that I was practicing. But at the end of the day, I just really enjoy doing art because it's something that honestly calms me down at the end of the day.
Okay.
So it's like, I've done it actually since I've been in elementary school. I went from NBA art, and then the art teacher really liked my art. And I even won an award back in 8th grade, which was just third place for this little art piece, which that's like a different story.
Tell me about it when you came around the corner and you saw a ribbon on your picture. What did you think?
I got really excited because I would have never thought that it was going to get bought, because it was more like an experiment paint, because it was my first time actually painting a jellyfish and practicing those techniques that I put on into, I tried for the painting.
Nice. So who gave you the art bug? So usually that comes from somewhere, from your mom, from Uncle Louie, or
honestly,
from just one of your friends? How did you, I can do a stick man, that's about it. So obviously something happened along in your life and you said, hey, I kind of like this.
Well, honestly, none of my parents enjoyed doing art. It's only my brother and I. He was the one that actually inspired me to get more into art, since he was really good at art and I just didn't enjoy doing sports or anything like that. So I started getting into art practice every day. I would sketch under a little tree in my elementary school, which I really enjoyed doing because I just had my little sketchbook and like my little pencils. Which, yeah, he really inspired me because he's really talented. He just stopped doing art for a bit, but I am trying to get him back into it so he could get his own little, like...
Well, now that you've got a check, you can go take him out for Burger King or something.
Yes, actually, for the check, I'm going to use it for the rest of the senior trip, which I'm really excited for, which I'm really thankful because I only had missing 200 left.
Oh, so yeah, I hit the jackpot.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. It was a great great piece. It looked like it was moving. Very great, vibrant colors, and I enjoyed it. Good job.
Thank you so much for buying my painting.
Art is supposed to make you think, and a lot of our ceramic pieces definitely make you think. You think about the message the artist is trying to send, or what the stories the artist is trying to tell. Our winner for Ceramic Pinch this year is Boulder Creek Senior, Hagen Harris, whose beautiful piece called Bound by Trauma
has a heartwarming touch for a piece that looks so menacing.
My name is Hagen Harris. I go to Bowling Creek. I'm a senior, and I've been doing art for most of my life. So,
right. You obviously did the ceramic piece. Describe a little bit about it, because obviously people can't see it. So where did it come from, and how long did it take, that kind of stuff?
It's called Bound by Trauma. It's basically like an animal sort of in chains. It looks afraid and freaked out a little bit. I honestly don't entirely know where the inspiration came from. A lot of my dogs have been like rescue animals, and that definitely resonates a lot with me, just how traumatized they've been before they came to like a loving home, and that really impacted a lot of it. And also just like people's feelings of being restricted by things in their life and being held back by things that have happened to them. I've definitely experienced a lot of that in my life, so that was kind of the inspiration.
Cool. And that's a neat thing about art is the expression. So you get to tell a story. Everyone that I show the piece to, as soon as they read the title, they're like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. It's pretty cool. How long did it take you to make it, and how did it come together? Did your teacher obviously help guide you a little bit? Because that looked like a pretty complex piece.
Probably like at least a month or two, I would say, with all of the sculpting and then the painting. I would say that he did help quite a bit with, like, how do I keep it up? Because it was actually really heavy and, like, head part when it was still, like, wet clay. So I had to find some supports for the underneath of it.
Okay.
But the painting I had to mess around with a lot before I settled on something that I was happy with. So it was a lot of painting over stuff that I had already done.
Okay. I noticed, too, there's a lot of digits, a lot of small pieces that can be broken. So very fine detail. So I'll have to take good care of it.
Yeah, that was difficult. Actually, a couple of the fingers broke off before
I bet.
We fired. I had to glue them back on. It was like, okay.
Oh, no. And the painting turned out really well. So you had obviously trying to make it look like a real dragon or a real animal. Mm-hmm. Is difficult, and so shading is super important. So who gave you the kind of the painting scheme? Where did that come from?
That was mostly me.
Okay.
Honestly.
Were you going for something special, or what were you, because it's more of a blue hue with some pinks in it? And
Not entirely, just something kind of like mythical, I guess.
Okay.
I wasn't entirely going for like utter realism.
Okay.
I probably would have used more like earth tones if I did that.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That's why they call you the art student and me just superintendent. What do I know about art? Very good. Nice job. I really appreciate it. Well, that one will be in the district office for its lifetime. So
awesome.
That's pretty cool. People are going to stop by and contemplate what you're trying to say there. So you're making a difference with art. Good job.
Very awesome.
Thank you to all our incredible artists, not just those we spoke to today, but for all the students who entered the contest this year. And a special thank you to the students' teachers, parents, and other support systems who helped them express their thoughts and feelings onto paper, canvas, or clay. Learn more about the DVUSD art programs, visual and performing, by visiting dvusd.org/arts. We have a few more episodes of the Soup Scoop coming up before summer break. You can subscribe and follow our show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. Make sure you leave a comment after you subscribe and tell a friend about what you've learned on this show. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you're up to date on all things DVUSD with the Soup Scoop Podcast.